two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
You just heard that from Heather Kelly there in the newsroom, that William Shatner, yeah, Captain Kirk himself, launched into space today. He was up there for 10 minutes and 17 seconds, Dave, because I know you're counting. When he returned to Earth, he's like, I'm a changed man.
How could you not be changed? Debbie, you're such a cynic when it comes to this.
I think he was playing for the cameras.
Are you kidding? He just went up into space.
Okay.
How can you not be wowed by that?
And he is the oldest.
Yes.
Ever.
90 years old.
Mm. Looks good.
Yeah. This is significant. And I think what it does is I see myself in William Shatner. I see myself going up into space. It feels attainable now. I'm not joking here. I truly believe that I will visit space before I die. I do. That's what I see with this launch.
You will go boldly?
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
And never come back.
Were you a big Star Trek fan?
Oh, yeah. Who's not a Star Trek fan?
Me.
You're a monster.
I was never a Star Trek fan.
What about the movies? What about the remakes?
None of it.
Pine is, he might be even a better Captain Kirk.
Let's talk about this flight, because Dave feels like he's had a similar experience to William Shatner.
It's true.
But before we get to Dave's experience at, 5Gs?
Yeah.
5Gs. And this is a fascinating story. I had no idea what it would be like to be at 5Gs. What was William at? Shatner was at 6Gs today.
5.5, yeah.
So they go up. They're up there for about 11 minutes. It does look, everything looks pristine. The weather, the launch, the return to Earth. They go up 351,000 feet into the air. He got pretty emotional after he stepped out of the capsule and got kind of face-to-face with Jeff Bezos there. There's some people in the background cheering, so it's a little hard to hear William. But let's listen to best we can.
We think, oh, it's blue sky. And then suddenly you shoot through it all of a sudden, as though you whip off a sheet off you when you're asleep, and you're looking into blackness, into black ugliness. And you look down, and there's the blue down there, and the black up there, and it's just... There is Mother and Earth.
Yeah, he gets pretty emotional. And I think actually a few minutes later, the crowd kind of quiets down and it's easier to hear his emotions that he's talking to Jeff Bezos, who, of course, he runs Amazon and owns Blue Origin, which is the company that launched Shatner and others into space today.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary.
All right, that part got me a little bit. I didn't cry, though, when I saw it. Of course, we covered that live here in the 9 o'clock hour, right out of the gates on the Dave and Dejanovic show. And then during the break, Dave turns to me, he's like, I've felt that before.
Yeah, it's significant because William Shatner is 90 years old. And even though this is amazing on so many levels, I just wanted to give some perspective of what that meant. He was in this rocket ship that was traveling 650 miles per hour. And He felt 5.5 G's. Our Air Force pilots, they deal with this every day, mm-hmm. right? A G is your body weight. So just sitting here resting, you are, you know, that's one G, right? So two G's is whatever you weigh. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you're feeling 300 pounds of pressure with two G's. Three G's, now you feel 450 pounds of pressure. So,
and it's like feeling it on your chest. Okay.
Yes.
Explain think how of, you know that, how, the feeling of it.
It is complete and total. Like every ounce of your body is feeling this pressure.
Okay.
You're feeling these, you know, hundreds of pounds of pressure. And the reason I know this, and I felt it, is you can feel the very same thing up at the Utah Olympic Park.
Hmm.
If you go down the bobsled run.
So you're going downhill.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you're in a bobsled, and I've done this, I was fortunate enough to be the passenger with Steve Holcomb, who is a gold medalist in the bobsled. He's since passed away, but I rode with him. And I can tell you it was one of the most miserable experiences of my life.
Why?
It was so painful.
Oh.
Because you were pulling basically 5 to 6 G's in the bobsled with these tight turns. And I can tell you, Deb, the same G's that William Shatner was pulling – I was pulling on the bobsled course, and I can tell you, I was crunched up, flexing every muscle in my body, and I'm screaming out loud because I'm like, ah!
Where did it hurt?
Everywhere. It is.
On your face?
No, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Head to toe, you feel the entire pressure
okay.
by pulling all these G's. So it's not an insignificant experience. And as he's going up into space, he was feeling this very same thing.
Oh, my goodness. And when you got done with it, did all the pain go away?
Yeah, instantly. Absolutely. It was.
Did you,
well,
think you feel like you were having a heart attack or something? I don't know how to compare.
Yeah, I don't know how to. Think if someone was sitting on you.
On your chest.
But sitting on every part of you simultaneously. Mm-hmm. But it's like your entire family.
Oh,
right?
All at once.
It's everybody sitting on top of you.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can't breathe and you're having a hard time. It was not a pleasant experience. It was a cool experience. And I would recommend it because it's cool. It's unique. I would never do it again.
But this is something that I didn't know about this. Because when you hear William Shatner get all emotional, you know, he's talking about the blue sky and the earth and the black holes that he's seeing and whatever, however many miles up he is in the air. But not that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm fascinated by that.
Well, once you
got to know that before you buy a ticket for that flight.
Yeah, it's not pleasant. But when you get up into space, obviously you're away from gravity or at least less gravity than on Earth. That's a G, right? One gravity. When you're up in space, now you're floating. Now you don't even feel that weight of yourself. So you go from this elephant sitting on your chest to complete freedom. I can't imagine how neat it was. And I think when you listen to William Shatner get emotional, what he saw, what he felt, it's a remarkable experience. And I think it is accessible. It might not be affordable, but it's accessible now.
Well, thanks for sharing that information no one knew about until just now.
Go on a bobsled run.
Maria Chaleos live with the latest on the new development in the murder case of University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.